Digital Canyon presents The Mayflower Garden Hotel, written by Stephen Mara, produced by William Hedge, music by Drew Hedge.
I get along better with my mother now that she's dead. I know this will sound a little harsh, maybe even sarcastic, perhaps unfair to the recently departed. But first listen, and then pass judgment.
You bring shame to your mother's memory.
What I like the most about my mother is that she reminds me of Keith Richards. Yes, Keith of the Rolling Stones. Not that they look alike or anything like that. I suppose in the last few months of her life, my mother and Keith did indeed look alike. Kind of skeleton-like, all pale and rock and roll gaunt. For Keith, this is a good look. On mother, less so. Anyway, what else do mother and Keith have in common? They both like to party. Whenever my mother was in a party mood, maybe to escape some pain, I imagined her backstage with the Stones, Mom and Keith sharing vodka and orange juice, chatting about this or that pill, comparing buzzes.
Didn't you feel bad? Your mother's so skinny and pale.
Like Keith, my mother was musically inclined. One evening after she performed with Prince Valium, backed by Scotch and Wine, she seized my wife's cello. Not that my wife or anyone in the family could play the cello, it just lived at our house like a lost cat that found a family. Mom grabs the cello, maybe hears the opening licks of Start Me Up or Jumping Jack Flash. She heads to the stage. She's center stage and the spotlight finds her. She does her cello solo. The crowd cheers, which is really my father telling Mom, time to go to bed. Mom hears this as the adulation of wanton groupies. Mom acknowledges the crowd and rocks out. I mean, the gal is on fire. She's blazing as Keith launches into satisfaction. For me, sitting in row 4, there is no satisfaction that night. Her performance is haunting, but it does not cross the Rubicon into legend. Not quite yet.
Your mother's memory.
I'm not making this up. It's the truth. It's Easter and another Stones tour when Mother finally becomes a legend. I don't know what she and Keith are firing up, but it really sparks her performance. She's so in tune with the vibe that she doesn't know where she is. She's in that magical place that only rock and roll stars can go to. The audience goes wild. She runs around the stage, the carport, muttering to herself. She is Jim Morrison in Miami. Not exactly, she didn't get arrested. The tour managers, my father and uncle, eventually get her back to what she thinks is her dressing room. But we knew, she was taken to bed to sleep it off.
Your father and uncle are good, not like you.
For the rest of the night, I sit with the critics, my father and uncle. For lack of anything better to do, I make a clay sculpture that still exists to this day. It is of a person, maybe a woman, strapped in a high-backed chair. To some, the sculpture seems contemporary and edgy. I've only told a few people it's my mom in an electric chair.
How can you say these things about your mother? Your mother, who fed you.
This is about rock and roll, not food. Before her next concert, I collect all her pills. There were lots of them. There were green ones, blue ones, white ones, and my favorite, the purple ones. I save the pills that might be for some real ailment. I guess which are the good pills and which are the get-high pills. I dump all the pills from any bottle with a label that reads, "Do not mix with alcohol." I toss the pills into the garbage disposal. You know what I remember the most about doing this? It's that magical smell from all those chemicals being mashed together. It smells like fame. After I dump the pills, I worry that Mom's performances might not be the same. I take comfort knowing there is a bottle of scotch hidden on her tour bus, ready for the next venue.
This would break your mother's heart.
I'm almost done.
My mother's dream is to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Every year the competition for being inducted gets tougher and tougher. The pressure that poor woman must have faced. One Sunday afternoon, Mother just stopped being alive. My first thought was of her competition. others now had a competitive edge. I mean, how could Mother compete now that she was dead? I anguish. Would her past performances be enough to get her into the Hall of Fame?
You should be in tears. But are you?
The votes are cast, and she makes it. At her induction, which others mistake for a funeral, I say goodbye to a legend. I'll miss the concerts, the limos, the crowds that were part of my mother's posse. I'm often asked, what was it like having such a famous mother, which leads to, do you miss her? Way down deep, do I miss her? Do I feel sad when I see her signature cello, or the electric chair, or when I walk by a pharmacy? I know that she's in a better place. My relationship with her has improved dramatically. When I listen to her albums, I smile and say, that's my mom.